You're listening to SBS News.
Maki Issa knows what it's like to be picked out of a crowd. He was one of six young African Australians who ended up settling a landmark case against Victoria Police over racial profiling in 2013.
You know, we have that problem right now. You know, we're talking about with the human, with the police. You know, some young African guy commits a crime and then, you know, pretty much every African person they've come across in the last year or so is a suspect now until they find that person.
But with the golden age of computerised facial recognition underway, there are concerns that young men like Mr. Issa will increasingly end up getting unwanted attention from the authorities. Facial recognition software works by scanning faces and measuring the distance between the eyes, nose and mouth to make a biometric pattern. That pattern is then matched up against a database of images to find a match. The facial recognition company Cognitex, Vice President for the Asia Pacific, Terry Hartman, says there's huge interests in the technology across the region and beyond.
There's Singapore, Hong Kong, the casinos in Macau and the Philippines. There's stadiums, Australia, New Zealand is doing technology. There's law enforcement in all of those regions. There's been work with Korea around the Olympics. So everywhere you look, there's different aspects of facial recognition technology being applied today. And the same applies through the US and through Europe.
The federal government's proposal is for a national database that police can use, but also third parties such as banks. Australian Privacy Foundation Chairman David Vail says letting third parties access the data is a huge risk.
Allowing private sector access to this sort of stuff is potentially quite scary, quite dangerous, and even more to the point, you lose control of it when you do that.
Studies from the United States have also shown some algorithms hide a racial bias. A study published in February by MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, found three of the biggest commercially available gender classification systems were up to 99% accurate with white men, but it found errors rose to as much as 35% when looking at darker-skinned women. The bias is partially related to groups with fewer members, meaning the computer has less data to learn from. Mr. Vail says that computerised bias can lead to greater problems, particularly in the area of law enforcement.
If you're from perhaps a particularly small sort of ethnic group that, you know, just your membership of that group increases the likelihood that you'll be falsely sort of identified.
A cognitive psychologist at the University of New South Wales, David White, has been testing humans' abilities to recognise faces, compared with the computerised algorithm's accuracy. He says the computers that performed poorly a few years ago are catching up and now perform as well at the task as the best humans. But he says computer algorithms may be importing biases, just like humans, who are less able to identify people from different races.
I think that's quite a challenging task, and it's not specific to the Australian government. It's a challenging task in general for building these systems such that they are as accurate as possible and also don't prejudice against specific sections of society.
Johnny Blackali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.